Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, since it is Wednesday, there was a new blog that popped up there this morning, so swing on by there and check that out. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, you can hit that link and it'll take you over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, well, hey, we'd greatly appreciate that. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I'm at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan Z Man with three E's. Just three of them.
All right, Dan. Well, unfortunately, my problem continued last night. I fell asleep early, and I did not realize that there was a no-hitter pitched. So I was watching the highlights while I was riding my little bike, you know, my little bike today, and the baseball highlights started, and I was quite surprised that that didn't lead the show, because I'm like, well, it's a no-hitter. I get it. It's the fifth one this year, but it's a no-hitter. What was the very first baseball story they talked about, Dan? Oh, yeah, you got it. Shohei Ohtani hit a 14th home run last night, so nobody gives a crap that Spencer Turnbull of the Tigers pitched a freaking no-hitter. I'm like, really? I was like, give me a frickin' break. You know, yeah, the Tigers beat the Mariners 5-0, of course. Turnbull no-hit them. He did walk two guys. He struck out 9. So, we rack up another no-hitter for this season, and these jackasses want to talk about Ohtani because he hit the 14th home run. Dan, I don't understand. I'm so lost about this. And then when the no-hitter highlights came up, they showed like 2. So, you know, it's baffling. And then, you know, of course, Ohtani is pitching tonight. So God forbid we talk about anything else. And if you visit MLB.com like I like to do to get stats and all that other stuff, they actually have 5 stories on the right-hand side of the page dedicated to him. And one of them calls him a mythical legend. Dan, I am going to stop watching baseball if this continues, because these guys are clueless idiots. It's just that simple. You know, and of course there's an article about on how he is the runaway MVP, even though all he's really doing is hitting home runs, but he's the runaway MVP because God forbid anybody else pitch and hit at the same time. I'm done with this, Dan, and I think after today I am never bringing his name up on the podcast again. I don't care what he does. You know, I'm just fed up.
Well, and don't forget, again, the guy that was their go-to that, you know, when we lost the when Rob Manfred killed the there's no real sports stuff going on, so we need a topic to talk about, so let's talk about Pete Rose. When Manfred stopped that, you know, it was always, if we got nothing to talk about for baseball, who do we talk about? Mike Trout. and war and, you know, how even if a guy's better than him, he's Mike Trout's better than him. But where's, you know, where else do you go with the fact that he's out 6 to 8 weeks? A guy who's never really sat on the IL. So it's kind of interesting how that plays out now.
So, yeah, you know, and I, you know what I mean? It's too bad. I mean, unfortunately, you know, it wouldn't have helped because the media, you know, the mainstream media is incredibly stupid. And they're just going to, you know, yammer incessantly about him. You know, and the humorous thing is even if he goes and gets lit up tonight, all they'll do is talk about anything good that he did. You know, if he strikes out a bunch of guys but he gives up, say, 6 runs, all they'll talk about is the strikeouts. You know, like what they forgot to mention is, yes, Ohtani homered, but the Angels lost the game. And isn't that the idea behind it, is for them to win?
Yeah, I mean, but if more people watch, does that mean they'll win more games?
are more people going to watch anyways? I mean, it didn't help. Trout was the greatest thing since sliced bread. And, I mean, he legitimately was. He's been the best player in baseball for years. So, you know, has that helped Angel viewership or baseball overall? I don't really think so, but...
No, and, you know, and again, it's that whole LeBron James theory where you just cram down one guy to represent an entire league. But, I mean, as far as baseball goes, Ohtani's a unicorn. You know, you really don't see him, especially from American sports standard. And, you know, we should talk about him. I mean, you should wear that shirt that I think you have proudly, right? but, you know, every day just, you know, Ohtani woke up and, you know, wiped with his left hand today. Does that mean there's something wrong with his right hand? You know, it gets a little, I don't know. I just, my whole issue, and I know we've gone over it so many times, is there's more than just one guy in the league, regardless, you know, whether it's Major League Baseball, the NFL, NHL, NASCAR, NBA. I mean, apparently there's only one guy in the NBA.
Yeah.
And a couple, you know, hangarounds. But, you know, and I think that's one thing that's attractive about NASCAR is everyone's there every day, every week, you know. So they don't – well, and plus it's not talked about like the other sports. But, you know, it's the hot guy, the winner of the week. And you kind of get exposed to more of the drivers at a time because, you know, essentially I think it's easier because they're all there one day. But, you know, I think NASCAR is the only one who doesn't really just – focus on one guy now that Dale Earnhardt isn't racing, right?
Yeah, well, you know, and to be fair, you know, the NFL does a fantastic job of promoting all their star players. You know, there's rarely just a focus on one NFL player, and maybe that has a little something to do with why they're the number one sport in America. Because there's more than just one superstar to focus on for fans. I mean, legitimately, almost every team has a superstar. And they're talked about. You know, and hopefully the Bears finally have one in Justin Fields so they can actually talk about them too. Because they were kind of lacking in that category. But when it comes to basketball, it's, you know, LeBron James and everybody else. So I don't know what they're going to do if the Lakers actually get knocked out of the playoffs. And I don't understand why baseball wasn't smart enough to look at the NBA marketing and go, well, you know, that didn't work for them. Maybe we should push multiple players. But yet, you know, we've had Mike Trout crammed down our throat, and now it looks like they're going to do the exact same thing with Shohei Ohtani. And, I mean, you know, I mean, honestly, whoever runs these marketing departments needs to be fired because they're just not very good at their job. So, you know, I mean, they're just, you know, so many guys doing so many things, and for a while there it looked like Ronald Acuna Jr. was going to grab some focus. And then for whatever reason, they just stopped talking about him, just out of the blue.
Oh, well, you know why that is. It's all because Georgia's parliament, or I'm being sarcastic, decided that there's going to be a law that where you need an ID to vote.
Yeah.
So you not know, only do we have to remove, not only do we have to remove the All-Star game and drop it in Colorado, because Colorado's at the bottom, we have to stop talking about, you know, guys in Atlanta.
Yeah, well, you know, and besides Mike Trout, you know, there's guys like Vlad Guerrero Jr., Nick Castellanos, and even Chris Bryant who are off to fantastic starts. And, you know, Dan, what if I could give you a guy who's hitting 342 with 9 homers? He has 13 doubles. I believe he's leading baseball in hits with 53. And for whatever reason, nobody seems to talk about him. And I'm starting to think he's probably the most underrated player in baseball. Wouldn't you like to have him on your team?
Oh, yeah. Is that Chris Bryant?
Yeah, so explain to me, Dan, why nobody talks about Xander Bogaerts. And he plays the prime position as a shortstop.
I know. I'm just trying to figure it out, trying to give you a good answer.
You know, it's like, okay, well, we don't talk about him because he doesn't pitch and hit. Oh, okay. Well, Ohtani pitches and hits. He doesn't play defense.
Yeah, but what's his WAR? What's his what's his launch angle?
I'm gonna beat you over the head with my WAR stick when I see you.
You know, there's always that comes into it. You need to talk about WAR and launch angles and, you know, all that stuff.
So yeah, I get it. You got to expand the stupidity so they can talk about the stats they made up so they could be involved in the game. But yeah, I just, you know, it drives me nuts. You know, I'll see, you know, Red Sox highlights and, oh, there's Xander Bogaerts. Hey, look, he got multiple hits again. You know, 9 home runs is, you know, a solid number for this point in time. And, you know, obviously he's a shortstop. He's a quality defender. He's managed to steal a couple bases, and, you know, those aren't important anymore. You know, he does have an OPS of exactly 1,000, which is really good. And, I mean, has anybody mentioned him in anything? You know, with being an early season candidate, I haven't heard his name mentioned. And the Red Sox are in first place. The Angels are, what, fourth? And Ohtani's the runaway MVP winner. So, you know, I mean, there's just so many oddities with these jackasses that cover this thing. You know, and again, it's another one of these things where it's not that Ohtani's not a really good player. And like you said, he's a unicorn. He's doing something that we haven't seen done. But you do wonder if guys had been allowed to do it, could they have? So, yeah,
I think it's possible. I mean, you said that, you know, you had kids in high school that went to short after they kicked ass.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, you would pitch one day, you'd play short or third or center field or one of what they considered to be the top positions until it was your turn, you know, and you'd hit third or fourth in the lineup because that's when hitting third or fourth was important, not second. You know, so, yeah, you not only were the best pitcher on a team, but in a lot of cases you were the best hitter. So, you know, it just kind of, you know, kind of nuts that, you know, a home run by a guy overshadows a no-hitter.
Yeah.
By definitely an underrated pitcher in Spencer Turnbull. I mean, he wasn't a high fantasy draft pick. I'm guessing if you were putting a daily fantasy lineup together yesterday, he was probably a very limited pick. And he no-hits a Major League Baseball team. And I would swear to God, nobody cared. So, yeah, I was like, hey, okay, great. I guess I'm the only one who gives a crap that this guy threw a no-hitter against my Mariners. So everybody else can
come out. Man.
Yeah, well, it didn't help that you no-hit the Mariners, but that, you know. Again, if they would have shown the highlights, I would have had to watch the Mariners go up there and flounder. So it was probably better for me that they didn't show the highlights. But then they wouldn't shut up about Ohtani, so I couldn't figure out what the hell else was going on yesterday's games. So, you know. So, yeah, just kind of stupidity at its finest is what the media is. Whether they're talking about politics or sports, they're just all complete morons, and people should stop watching them and make their own decisions. we have one afternoon baseball game, and that featured the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. And your guy, Lucas Giolito, really came through for the White Sox.
Oh, yeah. I had it on.
Eight innings, two hits, one earned run, walk three, struck out 11. The only run he gave up was a home run to Nelson Cruz. And the White Sox needed everything they could out of Giolito because their offense scuffled a little bit against Matt Shoemaker. He went six innings, five hits, two runs. They were both earned. He walked four and struck out two. But the White Sox did win the game 2-0. Again, not a lot of offense, only seven hits total in this game. And your other guy, I know you've got him on at least one of your teams, Lurie Garcia picked up two hits for the White Sox. And Nelson Cruz had the only two hits for the Twins. So it was definitely a pitcher's duel. But the White Sox did have some scoring chances with those walks and just couldn't come through with the hits. So, a big outing by Giolito. And right now I'm guessing you're happy that you didn't try to change that trade and offer to it. We were talking about that deal, and while I'm thinking about it, I meant to mention that you may have gotten your wish, because when I got Moustakas today, he was listed as day-to-day. So I didn't look to see what the injury was, but you may have gotten your wish, and he may be hurt.
So we both traded injured guys. We're like real GMs, Big Jack. I'll trade you mine for
possibly.
You.
Possibly. I'm going to look here and see if they've announced the Reds starting lineup yet. Let's see. Yeah, he is not in the Reds lineup tonight. So it's a good thing I don't have him in mine. He is still sitting on my bench. And I'm going to probably have to go look and search and see what this injury is and if it's going to be long-term or maybe they've IL'd him because, you know, God forbid you would know because Ohtani's pitching tonight and that's the only thing that matters. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to click on the red here and check out their roster and see what we got going on.
While you do that, Big Jack, I just wanted to let you know, and I'm not sure if you noticed this. I was watching the Cubs last night. I had to cut off somewhere towards the end of the game. But, you know, besides the point, if you're a Cubs fan and you actually want to get to know about the team, you now have that opportunity since they, just picked up covering the Iowa Cubs. So it was, that's exactly what I said. I thought it was pretty cool that, this afternoon at, it was like noon, or it was going on when this White Sox game was going on, so I actually had both going through the Marquee Network and NBC Sports while it's still available. I had both of them going, and I was, it's kind of cool to get that minor league ball because, that was something that always kind of killed me with the way the White Sox, their deal structured with NBC Sports. Because throughout the season last, maybe not last year, but previously, they always played Charlotte Knights games. And, you know, not being a White Sox fan, I'm not wholly interested in watching their minor league team. So, you know, I might have picked up here and there, but, you know, nothing that I really cared about. So I thought it was pretty cool that they started picking those up. And, you know, that's one thing I don't understand, like, you know, the logistics of things and getting contracts and stuff to the paper, pen to the paper. But I don't, you know, to me, it just still doesn't make sense why this team you're affiliated, that's your minor league system, this is your TV network, why the hell not show the rest of them? You know, I think it's a cool step for them to put the Iowa Cubs on there, but now with the updated minor league system, and now that there's only four teams, is there four? Yeah. So four Cubs have four teams. I'm like, why not, you know, let's get them all in there. Let's get the Pelicans. Let's get the South Bend Cubs, and let's get the Tennessee Smokies. You know, even if you can't get to all the live games, I think Iowa, obviously being the AAA, the highest in the farm, takes precedence over the other ones. But even if you condense those games and just throw them on during, you know, daytime TV or when the Cubs are on an off day, putting those games out there, I think that would be cool. And again, you know, obviously it's a new network, but you would think, you would think Big Jack, that baseball guys and the network executives would, you know, come up with something like this a lot sooner and even have a show that's dedicated to the farm system. But, you know, you need a big, big shot degree and a lot of big friends to do that, right? Not like someone like on a podcast can come up with.
No, God, no. Dude, two guys like us sitting here talking on the phone to each other could never, never come across something like that. So, you know, God forbid that would, you know, that would actually happen. But, yeah, you know, it is cool, and especially when it comes to, like, the AAA guys, because obviously there's going to be injuries, and some of these guys are going to be brought up. And, you know, in a lot of cases, you know, and since we're talking about the, you know, the Cubs here, since their network's doing it, like today they just brought up P.J. Higgins, who will probably be the guy who replaces Wilson Contreras when they deal him or let him go as a free agent after next season. So it would have been cool, and I get it, he only played 11 games at Iowa, but obviously it would have been really cool to watch him play.
Yeah.
And then, you know, now he's called up, and hey, I just saw that guy, you know, look at that. So
yeah, well, and, you know, and it kind of going back, you know, just a little thing. One of my wife's nephews, he lives in Nashville, and he was at a Sounds game this past weekend, and Christian Yelich was reported for duty down there. So, you know, he was stoked.
Yeah.
You know, he was sitting behind home plate and got to see Yelich, which, you know, being in Nashville, he would never see. So, you know, but kind of going back to the Ben Zobrist days, Do you remember when Ben Zobrist toured the minor league system and was hitting home runs like every day? Granted, it didn't mean a single thing to you and I, because we're like, yeah, that's what you should be doing. You shouldn't be doing anything other than dominating the minor league system. But, you know, besides the point, I think that would have been an awesome kind of way, even if the Cubs had that affiliation, the network set up and all that good stuff, to where they could have been showing those games. You know, I'm maybe not the biggest, Ben Zobrist fan to begin with, but, you know, that would have been something I think that would have been really cool for the fans in general to just be tuning in and watching him do his thing.
Yeah, no, you know, that's definitely cool to, you know, it's a nice surprise when you get to see something like that when, you know, especially when you're not expecting it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even, you know, the starts that Yu Darvish did down in the minors, mostly in South Bend, but, you know, I think that would have been just kind of, it would have been cool for TV. It would have been cool for their network, because I'm sorry, I've tuned in during the daytime, and you know, I'm not going to tell you I'm sitting here overly excited or I hate tennis, which I don't, but when you're not watching the highest level of tennis as a, you know, a fair weather fan, you know what I mean? Like, when you're not watching that level, it's kind of hard to get into, you know, regular guy Joe and regular guy Mike, you know? So, you know, I think it would just be Cubs Network. You have to have more Cubs programming. And, you know, with the way things are going, you wonder if other teams will start to be able to even have the possibility to get their own network, you know. But Bally runs that, so.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. So, you know, we just gotta see how that goes.
But you were looking something up, and I forgot what it was already.
I was what you faded away badly on me there.
Said you were looking something up.
Yeah, I was looking for Moustakas' injury. It must not be serious because they don't have anything listed. So hopefully it's just a day-to-day thing and he'll be okay in time. So, but yeah, I decided to come in and check my lineups for today to make sure all my guys are actually starting. And, you know, I did that. I put the lineup in this afternoon, and somewhere along the line between the time I checked my lineup and now, I've had two guys placed on the IL. So I was like, okay. Don't know what happened.
Yeah, but kind of going back to the White Sox, just to circle back real quick, you know, in the one league, I actually have Lucas Giolito and Liam Hendrick. So that was, you know, I've never cheered so hard for the White Sox win. The only downside is I, you know, and this is just an error on my end, but I'm not used to White Sox having day baseball. So
yeah.
I did not think about their game. And, you know, I checked it this morning and I put all my stuff in there. But even though I knew I had Giolito and Liam in there, well, you know, relief pitchers, I have those just, I have enough and that's, they're in. I don't take them out. But I saw Lucas. I'm like, all right. I have Madrigal and Lory Garcia. So I just kind of looked at them, and I'm like, oh, you know, I don't know who's playing today, so I'll update it later. And sadly, I didn't get Garcia in, and I think Madrigal had the day off. A boo-hoo for me, right?
So, yeah, you didn't get Garcia's two hits then today. So,
yep.
Well, you know, unfortunately, that'll happen. So.
Mm-hmm. But I got a win and a save, so.
Yeah, you know, that's always a, you know, a big plus. So. So yeah, you know, and then of course I'm trying to, you know, to juggle my lineup here and get these changes in, and I actually had a guy come off the DL. So good old Yahoo won't let me make a move until I make that adjustment. So they're going to jerk me around like they like to do because that's what Yahoo does. So I'm going to have to sit here and try to figure out my changes and probably not get my guys in time for these games. So
yeah, and that's part of my fault for setting it up to today.
Yeah,
you can add,
yeah,
you know,
no,
that's
no.
The advantage is you can add a guy today. The disadvantage is if a guy you want to drop or move from the IL happened to be on a team that played already, then you're stuck
yeah.
and having to wait till tomorrow.
So yeah, luckily I haven't, you know, none of these guys have played. It's just he came off the IL and I didn't see it. So now it's like, well, you have to put him in your lineup before you can make a move. And I'm like, but wait, I'm trying to add a position player, and this was a pitcher that came off the IL. So I'm like, why can't I add a position player and then make that move later? But, of course, you know, there's no good answer for that, and they're not going to provide any information there. So I'm just like, yeah, great. The hell with you. I'll go through and figure this all freaking out while I'm going. So but, yeah, the joys of fantasy sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now hopefully I will be okay now, and I can get my changes set and grab my guys and see how it works. Oh, God, Dan, I can't believe I'm going to add a Colorado starting pitcher. I must be really desperate. What am I doing? Just foolish on my part.
I actually had him for like a couple of weeks, and then he like got his ass handed to him by either the Dodgers or the Padres.
Yeah.
So good luck with that.
Well, you know, hopefully my pitcher won't be out long, and I won't need him for too long. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. But, you know, you never know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Again, just part of the game. So we'll see how things go for me, and hopefully it will work out my way. Double check here, make sure nobody's been added to the IL. Okay, I'm in good shape there. All right, so we're okay. I just realized I have this pitcher in the same both leagues, so I'll have to take him off the IL here in case something happens, because God forbid they'll, you know, molest me if I try to do anything with them. And, I just ran into the problem that you said, Dan. The pitcher I would want to drop is already pitched today. So I'll have to wait till tomorrow to make it. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we'll, you know, we'll. Oh, but yeah, and there is a game that you know, like the White Sox game is the only game final, but we did have another game start. I believe it was a 3 o'clock start here for Dan and I. We had the Rockies and the Padres. And
yeah, that was
see
odd.
Where. Yeah, let me see where they are now here. I know Joe Musgrove was rolling. Yeah, we have the Padres are up 2-0, and they're in the after six innings. So we're headed to the top of the seventh in San Diego. And I want to check Joe Musgrove's box, because he looked phenomenal when I had the game on before we started. Yeah, here you go, Dan. Through six innings, Musgrove's given up one hit and struck out 10. So, yeah, it looks like not going to be a no-hitter, but it's looking like another stellar outing for Musgrove, and he's only got 83 pitches. So he can probably go at least another inning, depending on how they want to handle him. So, you know, and Tatis Jr. came off the IL today. He's got 3 of the 4 Padres hits, and he's got a single, a double, and a homer. So he's a triple away from the cycle, and he'll, you know, at least get one more at-bat.
Yeah, that was nice for me to see that. I got the update not too long ago with his home run, since I have him in the home run league. So I'm coming for you first place.
Yeah, I'm just trying to stay at last in that league right now. I just want to go through a week where one of my guys doesn't get hurt. That's what I want to do right now. So,
well, you know, last place is the team that I kindly took over through another email address, because I didn't want to mess up my stats. So, but yeah, I got live players in. Don't know if it's going to do well. You know, kind of going with that, you know, I designed it so that, you know, 9 players, 3 on the 6 starters, 3 bench players. I pretty much, when I looked at it, I did the math, you know, 20 times 9, and what number that brought you, or how many players you would need. And then, you know, just kind of looked at how many guys were double digits last year. So I thought that was a good way to go. And, you know, maybe it's still too early, but, you know, I had, you know, Aaron Hicks and Jorge Soler, and I think I ended up dropping them. I picked up Tyler McQuinn, and I forget who I replaced, but, you know, was I just panicking a little too early, or do you think Soler and Hicks are just going to be, you know, not really, maybe not the guys I'm looking for? I thought they would hit at least 25 plus, but I guess, you know, we still have a few months. Was I getting too down on them? Because both of these guys, well, I think Hicks, well, he's hurt. But.
Yeah, to be fair, there's a chance that Hicks is going to be out for the season. So dropping him was probably a wise decision. You know, that probably worked out really well. So Larry, you know, maybe that comes back to bite you, because he could go off and get back to 40. I think he did lead the league last year. I believe it was, I remember kind of ripping everybody because we talk about how important home runs is, and then Soler didn't get an MVP vote, not even a 10th place MVP vote. So, you know, that could be a case of once he gets on track, you may, you know, if you can get him back, or somebody else may pick him up and beat you to it, me. But we'll have to, you know, have to see how that goes.
Yeah, it's got to go to next week. No, it looks like my move didn't go through. I guess because I was looking at next week, and you can't actually do it till next week.
So, a league like this, you know, since we didn't get to the 20, there's a lot of players out there, so you can find players, and that's, you know, that's a big advantage compared to our regular leagues that are 20 with bigger rosters. So,
you know, and well, the two questions I have, and you know, maybe this is something we should discuss later, but you know, and if anyone does a home run league, you know, the goal is obviously 20. Do you think it's best to just stick with 6 players all around instead of, you know, I was going to eliminate the bench players because that just, it makes it more annoying because you're not getting the points from those guys on the bench. And, you know, pretty much everyone in our league, all 3 people that responded to my question, you know, just said straight up, you know, no bench players, just since we're only changing the lineup once a week, just straight up players, you know, active players. But if we get to 20, do you think 6 would be good, or would that be too much?
Oh yeah.
And then, you know,
no, that would be really good.
Okay. And then, you know, one interesting thing that, you know, came up because you were talking about Tatis, one hit away, you know, one triple away from a cycle. Do you think that brings any value to a home run league?
What, that he hit for the cycle?
No, adding that, you know, option to put those points in.
For cycle? You can do that?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
that was,
yeah,
one
definitely
of the new...
That would be a gigantic blast to have when it comes to something like that, because, you know, obviously they don't happen that often. So.
Yeah, and I mean, because technically it includes a home run.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that would be cool. We used to, the very first money league I ever played in before I teamed up with Mr. Fantasy, if you had a pitcher throw a no-hitter or you had a hitter hit for a cycle, it was 50 points. So those were huge.
Oh, wow.
So, You know, and obviously they don't happen that often. And here's how long ago this league was, Dan. We actually had a guy hit for a cycle, and it was Mark Grace with the Cubs.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, you can imagine how many years ago that was.
Well, and, you know, we'll have to discuss the season after it's over and, well, next year, what we want to point the cycle at. But, yeah, that was one of the things, you know, I was looking at when I was setting up the leagues was, you know, there was a thing that just said new for scoring. And I was like, oh, new. So I did throw that in. I think maybe both leagues or just one, I can't remember. But cycle is, you know, you get a point. And I kind of felt like that was definitely one we needed to have. It's a great stat. You know, you're definitely going to win that if you get it. And the chances that you and your opponent both get one in 1 week, you should play the lottery if that happens.
Yeah. Oh, geez. You know, that's a to see that happen would be insane. So, you know, not like no hit. Those are, you know, those are a dime a dozen now because players can't put the ball in play. So,
yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, what would stop, you know, what would make it more exciting is, you know, if they move the mound back a foot, which
changes
everything.
Yeah, 17 feet. Move the mound back to second base and let them pitch from there.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and, you know, part of that's me being sarcastic, but, you know, and I never thought of that when that was first proposed. And, you know, that's why MLB has their affiliation with the Frontier League, so they get passed all this crap off to them. And then it's not technically affiliated with Major League Baseball. You know, of course, the old adage, like Uncle Bob used to say that too. Oh, you know how hard it is to see a ball coming at 100 miles an hour? I'm like, well, yeah, you're old. That's not, you know, you sit in a chair all day. Yeah, it's going to be hard for you to do it. I go, you know, and I went with the same argument that you kind of always put to me with, and kind of Mr. Fantasy, professional hitter, but these are the pros. This is what they do. If they can't hit at that level, then they shouldn't be doing it, right? And, you know, when this one page I like or group I'm in, someone posted that same stupid comment about the ball coming in at 100 miles an hour, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, one of the smart guys in the room was like, well, so he goes, so you're saying that the ball is coming too fast and they can't see it. And the guy responds, yes. He goes, well, then how come all the home run numbers haven't gone down? How come home run numbers continue to rise? That ended the conversation
there. Yeah, you got to remember, we're talking about the best of the best that make it to the major league level. All right, you know, this isn't little league where the kid who hits puberty first is just blowing the smaller kids away on the mound. You know, it's an entirely different scenario here. And, you know, to, oh, well, you know, yeah, they're throwing too hard and you got to move, the mound back, you know, is that going to change strikeouts? I think all that's going to give you is even more home runs with the way the game is set up now. And that's the last thing we need. You know, we need to find players who can make contact and get hits. So, you know, just more, you know, a lot of genuine stupidity because that's what they're pushing out there. And, you know, baseball loves the home run because they think it attracts fans, you know, because that's what younger fans want to see is home runs. And, you know, they forget that the NBA thought that their fans wanted to see three-pointers and dunks, and now their ratings are in the tank. So maybe you should check what you really want or what you think they really want. Yeah. Maybe you should ask them what they really want.
Yeah, well, they do, and we're part of that, and yet there's really nothing that in-depth that is asked about the game and what we would like to see.
Right.
And, you know, anything that any responses I've given, and not to say that they're going to put out there that, you know, Dan the Man and Big Jack said that we should do this, so we should do it. But, you know, how many times when they ask me what I think can improve the game, I can't be the only one who puts in there that the instant replay rule sucks. and they need to speed it up and improve that. And nothing's changed. Literally, nothing's changed. I don't understand how every team has a video board, but yet we still need two guys in with mask, you know, two guys to go stand by another guy and put microphone, you know, headphones on, and then the one guy just puts his hands out for safe or out. You know, I mean, watching the Cubs games over the last this past week, there were several instant replays, and last night, for instance, Wilson Contreras, I don't remember if he was stealing a base or it was, you know, part of the play, and he tried one of those swim dive slides, and he almost got out of the way. And the views that the Marquee Network were able to provide for us, you know, even JD was able to confirm that he was out, even though I know JD didn't want to say it. I didn't want to say he was out. I was leaning more towards inconclusive, but it was, you know, pretty, it was kind of clear. But again, you know, we're watching that on the Marquee Network and we already know, but you know, we have to sit there and listen to Boog and JD BS and talk about the same play for almost, you know, 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes, when they both know he's out. I know he's out. Everyone that's seen the replay knows he's out. But yeah, we got to sit there and wait for these two guys to talk to somebody, to talk to, they be talking to nobody. Literally, they could be talking to nobody.
They could be making dinner play.
You know, I don't know who they're talking. That's one of the biggest holes, I think. You need to have a room in New York or wherever your station is, you know, headquarters is, or have a special room in every single Major League Baseball stadium where there's an official umpire sitting in there. And he comes on the monitor. He comes on the video board and tells you it's, you know, he's safe. And he shows you the replay.
Add a fifth guy to the crew. And he's responsible for strictly video calls. So, NFL stadium has a booth now. So,
you know, one of the things we discussed is, you know, when they come up, when they would finally get the robo ump, I still don't think it's going to lose, you know, take away a job because you need a guy back there regardless. But it, by adding that instant replay, you're adding on another, you know, you're giving another opportunity to somebody else, another old guy to, you know, continue to screw the game up. You know, maybe that's the only way that Angel Hernandez can actually, you know, provide to Major League Baseball, you know, actually contribute, because he can probably get those right by watching it as opposed to calling everything wrong on the field. So I don't know. I think that's one of their biggest holes that they still need to fix. As I ramble on, it irritates me so much.
See, you're irritated by that like I'm irritated by the Shohei Ohtani reporting. So we each have something we're irritated about. But all right, switching it up, we had some million games last night, and the Boston Celtics beat your Washington Wizards, so they are now officially the seventh seed in the Eastern Conference. And the Indiana Pacers just destroyed the Charlotte Hornets, I think, by 44 points. So the Pacers advance, and the Wizards get another chance because they're the eighth seed. So they're going to battle it out for the final Eastern Conference playoff spot tomorrow. Tonight we have, and here it is, Dan, the Los Angeles Lakers and the Golden State Warriors. The winner becomes the seventh seed, while the loser moves into the final game of the play-in bracket. The other game, the Memphis Grizzlies face the San Antonio Spurs. The winner moves on to face the loser of the first game, and the loser of that game is eliminated. So I hope everybody understood that because it took me a freaking while to figure it out. So basically, Dan, I just want to know you. Tell me the Warriors are going to win. That's what I want to hear from you because that's what I need to have happen tonight.
Yeah, Warriors win. LeBron goes on to hopefully get another shot to lose to the number one seed, which I don't understand how quickly they went from number one to just trying, fighting to get into the playoffs. I don't know.
Well, you know, once Anthony Davis got hurt and then LeBron James got hurt, they went on a big-time losing streak. So that was it. You know, they just kept slipping and slipping and slipping. And, you know, I mean, people don't have to worry. The NBA will get LeBron James into the playoffs. The game is close tonight. The ref will make a controversial call to push the Lakers over the top. If they do happen to lose, they're going to beat whoever they end up facing in the playoff game. They're, you know, we're not going to go through another NBA playoffs without LeBron James. It's just that plain and simple, because for whatever reason, the NBA believes he equates ratings, even though they won the title last year and the league scored the lowest ratings in many, many years while everybody was stuck at home because of COVID and nobody watched it. So they're as dumb as the baseball reporting media. Because they, for some reason, they think he equals ratings, and it's proven that he doesn't. But they think that's how it goes. So he will get into the playoffs. They'll either say, if they end up the 8th seed, they get the number 1 seed, which is the Utah Jazz. And when the Lakers upset the Jazz, it will not be a historic upset. It's completely set up that way. Or if they win tonight, they will face the Phoenix Suns. So I don't want to hear anything about the Lakers being an 8th seed and them pulling off all this historic run anywhere, because it's not the case, and we all know it. And if you want to watch the games, they're on the Mickey Mouse Network. So you can check them out there. I can tell you I won't be bothering. It's a waste of time. It's a unfortunately, it turned into a horrible sport where they've legislated out defense, and all guys do is shoot threes and slam dunks. So good luck. So, if you want to watch something a little more exciting, we do have 4 NHL playoff hockey games tonight, Dan. They're split up between the NBC Sports Network and CNBC. We have the Washington Capitals against the Boston Bruins. That series is tied 1-1. And then we have the Winnipeg Jets against the Edmonton Oilers. That's actually the first game in that series. Those are the NBC Sport Network games. Over on CNBC, we get the Nashville Predators, who are down 1-0 to the Carolina Panthers in that series. And then we got the St. Louis Blues at the Colorado Avalanche, and the Avalanche have a 1-0 lead in that series. So if you want to check out something exciting that are considered actual playoff games, not play-in games, watch the NHL tonight instead of the NBA. It'll be a lot more interesting for you.
You know, and to be honest, though, Big Jack, I kind of like the concept of the play-in. I mean, I don't know. I still think the NBA has way too many playoff games to begin with. We just started the play-in games, so the playoffs start this weekend, I'm assuming, and they'll end when my daughter goes back to school, starts school in August, right?
The World Series? Yeah, pretty professional. depending. I'm not quite sure when they actually end, but they will go on for a very long time. The first round doesn't start till Saturday. And let me see here. And of course, if the Lakers won't play again until, if they win tonight, they don't play again until Sunday. So they will be gifted quite a few days off. And then if they have to play Friday, they, again, don't play till Sunday. So, the scheduling for this is just awful with the way they do it. And that makes it worse, because there's 2 and 3 days off between games. And, if they run too long, they're starting to run up against the NFL, and nobody's beating the NFL. So, then less people watch, and it's just the scheduling is completely stupid when it comes to playoffs. But, it's what LeBron wanted was time off. So they give him the time off, and then people forget about it and don't watch it, and the ratings tank, and I'll be really interested to see what kind of contract they can suck a network into next time, because if anybody pays them anywhere close to what the Mickey Mouse Network did, their executives need to be fired, because that would be stupid, because they're, you know, the ESPN has cut how many jobs since they signed this deal because it's tanking the network? You know, they've cut hundreds of jobs. I think maybe we're getting close to 500 now. And they're letting some more of their veteran guys, once their contract expires, they're letting them go. Kenny Mayne just left the network after being there for many, many years because they didn't want to give him a raise. So,
bad
negotiating tactic.
Well, I don't know how other, local networks are, but, here in Chicago, we went from having a morning show. Well, granted, we had the Mike and Mike, which you had to listen to, but after that, it was all Chicago, and that doesn't exist anymore. You're getting more
who's on in the mornings now? I don't even know.
Well, David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood do the morning show, but it's only a couple hours now. They do a couple hour show, then they go with Yerk and the other guy, Tom Waddle. And then they have a couple hours, and then I think they go to a national show because the White Sox aren't playing, so they've switched it up, and it doesn't seem like the same, it's not the same thing as it used to be. But then again, the one thing that kills me for Chicago sports radio is we've got basketball. We have the NBA, the Bulls. I know there's not a whole lot to talk about. We've got the Blackhawks, we've got the Cubs and Sox playing. But what takes precedence? The Bears.
Yeah. So yeah, just kind of how it goes. I didn't even realize that they played a national show. I know a lot of the other networks, a lot of the CBS networks do that as well. You have no choice but to listen to Jim Rome in the afternoon. So,
oh, that's what it was. Maybe it was because I was listening to Jim Rome and I was so thrown off, I turned it off. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I don't want to listen to National. That was the point.
No, that's all. The New York extension of the ESPN network doesn't. It's all New York all the time. So.
Can you imagine living in L.A., though? God, that's got to suck.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah, I could just see, I'm sure there's plenty of places that don't get, they're just stuck with all national.
Well, no, they're stuck with the Herd. So,
God, that's a nightmare. So, but, yeah, it's just, it's like, oh, hey, great, I got to listen to this jackass. Nah, I'll go find something else to do. So, go hear something, because I don't. He's completely clueless. I was so hoping those rumors of him leaving were true, but I don't think they. No. But, hopefully you have other options, or I guess listen to the news, right?
Oh, God, I'm not listening to the news.
I don't even know what else to listen to, because luckily I have Sirius, so I don't have to deal with any BS if I don't want it. So, If you're willing to stop by and listen to Dan and I live, well, hey, thank you for doing that. But if you do miss out, all you got to do is head over to TuneIn.com and